Now, this week, Margaret Mills, is going to be looking at a pioneering surgeon from Woodham Mortimer. Who's this?
Indeed, a man who's largely forgotten today, called Peter Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Peter Chamberlain was a 17th century surgeon. He was born, we believe, round about 1600, 1601, and he lived at Woodham Mortimer Hall. Now, Woodham Mortimer Hall, next door to the church, is still there. So if you're driving past on your way to Burnham or Malden or wherever, you'll see a quite imposing house, and mm-hmm. that is where he lived. He was very much a pioneering surgeon of his day. He promoted the idea of public baths
mm-hmm.
and training for midwives.
Mm-hmm.
A proper organised training, I might say, not just learning by watching another surgeon. He also believed very strongly that women in childbirth could be helped by the use of forceps. And he actually invented his own forceps to be used in cases of difficult childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his fame spread, and it's rumoured that he was offered a position in London working for the royal court, but he turned that down. He said he didn't enjoy the politics that came with living in London, didn't particularly want to work for the royal family, and as the 17th century progressed, wanted to stay well clear of any involvement in civil war activities. And so he elected to stay at Woodham Mortimer, where indeed he is buried in the church next door. Now, his other claim to fame is that he had 18 children.
Goodness me.
Which I think is quite an impressive claim to fame.
Incredible. Now, must have been a bit crowded in the house.
Oh, it must have. But Mortimer Hall is a big house.
Oh, right, right.
Now, his son Hugo followed him into the medical profession. Mm. And Hugo has two claims to fame.
Mm.
One is that he actually delivered one of Queen Anne's children.
Mm.
Sadly, as we know, all of Queen Anne's children died,
mm.
either at birth or very young. His other claim to fame is that he promoted perhaps the earliest idea of a national health service,
mm-hmm.
which he believes should be paid for through taxation, but should cover everyone and provide basic medical care.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, perhaps we owe him a debt of gratitude as being the first promoter of the NHS. Hugo is also buried in the same church as his father, mm. next door to their home, Woodham Mortimer Hall.
Fair enough. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at Henry VIII and his connection with Jericho Priory at Blackmoor.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.